In the Nick of Time. The official autobiography of John Altman, EastEnders' Nick Cotton. Read by John Altman. To the memory of Tina Florence Schofield, 1920 to 2016. The best mother anyone could ever hope to wish for. Look to this day, for it is life. The very life of life, in its brief course, lie all the realities and verities of existence, the bliss of growth, the splendour of action, the glory of power. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision. But today well lived makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow is a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. Sanskrit Proverb by Kalidasa, Indian poet and playwright, 5th century AD. Prologue. Nicholas Charles Cotton made his final appearance on screen on the 19th of February 2015, although by then he was only shown as a corpse, having already breathed his last. As an actor, it felt like I might breathe my last too while shooting those scenes, having spent long periods during takes without daring to take in any air. It's not easy playing dead when the camera has you in close-up. Often, I look for telltale movement when I'm watching a similar scene in the movies. I had to debate whether to hold my breath entirely or to breathe shallowly while portraying the dead Nick. In the end, I opted to hold my breath. It was something I did regularly at my local swimming pool. I'd keep going for an entire length without taking in any air, and that was how I began my half-mile, 32-length swim. I'd always known one day it would come in useful. Ironically, Nick died in the same room in which he had murdered a minor character called Reg Cox 30 years previously, in the first ever episode of EastEnders. Watching my final scene for the first time was not an emotional experience. I viewed it technically. On the second viewing, I did feel more, because of June Brown's incredible performance as Nick's mother Dot, and the tragic years that encompassed their relationship. As an actor, you have to love a character, and I'd grown to love Nick, despite the darkness of his soul, and after working for 30 years together, he and I had bonded with one another. I had nurtured hopes that Nick might be a part of Albert Square well into his old age, nursing a pint in the corner of the Queen Vic, and quite...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?